It's 1 minute past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org, from the App Store. I'm your host, Evangelist, and pastor teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown on this Sunday, March the 24th, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we are featuring new music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites. On this last set, we heard the Williams Brothers and Still Holding On. Adam Crabb followed with There Is a Healer. Pastor Donnie McClurkin was next with Days of Elijah. Ricky Dillard teamed up with B.B. Winans and New G with Any Day Now. And you just heard the number one song for the year 2018 here on Sounds of Praise, William McDowell with Send the Rain. Heavens open and rain only matters for those who are expecting a harvest. The number one song here on Sounds of Praise for 2018. It's 3 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. I want to remind you that we plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. We'd love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone. That's your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work on your behalf. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. And our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And this is Jonathan Reynolds teaming up with Israel Houghton. And the song is entitled All Things Well here on Sounds of Praise.
Now listen, this song goes out to everybody who's about 4 or 5 seconds from wilding. We just want to tell you to relax. God's got it.
All things are working for my good. All things are working for me. It is well with my soul.
With my soul.
Yeah.
All things are working for my good. All things are working for me. It is well with my soul.
You keep me steady.
Ooh.
My world is
Jonathan McReynolds here on Sounds of Praise, and Israel Houghton teaming up with a song entitled All Things Well. All things work together for good to those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. Hang on to that. No matter what test and trial you're going through, God's able to bring you through victoriously. You hold on to the promises that he gives to you. Okay, 9 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. I want to remind you again, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to be able to praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone up here. Again, you need to go to that phone. That's your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know he's going to work on your behalf. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with us as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne, because God's given to the church the power of intercessory prayer. It's our right, it's our privilege, it's our obligation, it's our duty to be able to pray one for another. Tasha Cobbs Leonard along with Jamie Grace, and this is Solid Rock here on Sounds of Praise.
My
Tasha Cobbs and Jimmy Grace here on Songs of Praise with Solid Rock. And it's 7:16, and let's get ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise, leading us into the When You Pray and When You Praise United Prayer and Praise segment of our ministry. We have Timothy Figueroa in the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and this is Pray. And they're going to be followed by Fred Hammond, Timmy up with Israel Houghton and Jay Moss, and Call on Him.
Church, can you?
Yeah. just know that Jesus, He still hears and answers prayer. He's ever waiting, waiting on you. Just call on His name and He will see you through. When you pray, when you pray, the Lord is with us. In His word, He will answer. When you pray, all you gotta do is pray.
hands and my heart, I will praise him. Enemy will not win, we will slay him. And the faith we're standing on is that the battle is the Lord.
With his blood and his word working for us, we can dance, shout, and scream victorious. As we praise his presence, comes right on in.
Yeah.
It's 7:33 here on Sounds of Praise. Yes, we are calling on the name of the Lord. This is the When You Pray segment of the ministry. We're praising God with G. G is going to receive her doctorate's degree next week. G, who's receiving her doctorate's degree next week. We are praying for the people on the ship in Norway. Last I heard, they were in a storm, and there was about 1,300 people on the ship, and they were trying to take as many off by helicopter as possible, but they had to delay it until the weather gets better. So we're praying that God's going to deliver those people on that ship in the storm in Norway or near Norway. We continue to praise God for Kay. Kay is continuing to praise God for his deliverance, God's deliverance in his life, Kay. And then we're praising God with B for financial blessings. B, praising God for financial blessings. And then we're praising God for E. E had a successful cataract and glaucoma surgery last week. And we're praising God for that success. And we're praising God, we're praying for Michelle of Medford. She needs operations on her toe and on her eye. And she's taking medication for her back. And praying that God's going to deliver her in all those areas. Michelle of Medford, operations on her toe, in her eye, and on her back. Let's look to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning. We're so grateful, Lord. In times like these, we have someone to whom we can turn, someone whom we know has the answer for every situation. And so we're bringing them before you, Lord, and giving you thanks and praise for how you're working in the lives of your people. Thank you for G, who's receiving her doctorate's degree next week. Pray you continue to bless and strengthen her and move mightily in her life and the life of her loved ones as well. We pray, oh God, your blessing might just flow out from her life and then through her life into the lives of many others who stand in need of that which you've given to her, so that her life, oh God, might be a source of your benefit and your blessing in the lives of multitudes of other individuals, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for those people who are stranded on the ship near Norway in the storm, Lord, we pray that you would bless them, protect them, provide for them, deliver them, whether it be through a helicopter or the other plane or other ships or whatever might be used. But we pray that you might bring them safely, Lord, through this situation. And may they recognize, oh Lord, that they have been in your hands, and because of your power and your blessing upon them, they have received your deliverance, and we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in their lives. It is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And for Kay, who's continuing to thank you for deliverance, Father, we thank you for how you're working in the life of this individual. Continue to strengthen him, empower him, Lord, guide and direct him. Make his life a blessing, Lord, because of his yieldedness to you. And may the power of the Holy Spirit work powerfully in and through his life. And may he be a source of great testimony in the lives of many others because of all you've done and all you're going to do in and through his life, is our prayer. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And we're praising God with B for your financial blessings. Father, we thank you for how you're working in this life, all you're accomplishing, all that you're going to accomplish, the great and mighty works that you have in store for him. We pray, oh God, you will continue to guide, direct, and may he hear your voice and follow in the direction that you would have him to go. No matter what the test, no matter what the trials, may he realize all these receivers come from your hand, and may he seek your direction so you might use that which you've given to him for your honor, for your glory, and for your praise. And may many souls be blessed, strengthened, encouraged, and delivered to go forward in you, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we're praising God with E for successful cataract and glaucoma surgery last week. Father, we thank you for how you've touched your sister, our sister. We pray, oh God, you administer mightily in her behalf. May she realize, oh Lord, that the deliverance that she received from your hand may be used by you. So you can use her for your honor, glory, and praise with a tremendous testimony of the wondrous things that you've accomplished so that many others might be encouraged and saved and healed and delivered through her life and through her testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we thank you for how you worked in her life and continuing to work in her life. Continue to give her your strength, give her your direction. May your anointing be upon her as she faces surgery, Lord, for her toe and for her eye. Pray, Lord, that you would minister in her back situation as well. Deliver her from smoking as well, so that she might be a tremendous testimony of the wondrous things that can take place in the lives of those who yield themselves to you and to your control. And may she be a source of your light and your life in the lives of others whom you will lead her and guide her to minister to, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. 7:38 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, or on the internet as well, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org, from the App Store. Okay, I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Donnelly, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, Donnelly, VB at Verizon.net. And as soon as we get your information, we'll begin praising God with you, or praying for you, or praying for someone else. And then I'll bring that to our very next Sounds of Praise in Sounds of Praise ministry, so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before, or your praise report before God's throne. Those numbers again, when we're not on the air, 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Donnelly, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, Donnelly, VB at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll begin praying for you, or praising God with you. And then I'll bring all that information to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry, so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. 7:41 is the Sounds of Praise time. Hopefully you're enjoying the program. I'm enjoying bringing it to you. We got a lot of things to do. I don't know if we can get them all in. Hopefully we get them all in. Anyway, we're going to do our best. Kirk Franklin, teaming up with Sarah Reeves, Tasha Cobbs, and Tamla Mann, and My World Needs You. Amen, amen, and amen.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape. Thank you.
God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so God invites you to come just as you are and receive his great gift of salvation. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, Israel Houghton, here on Sounds of Praise.
Come as you are. every burden, come as you are. Bring all your shame, come as you are. I know you're hurting, but when you call upon His name and
And this is what Sounds of Praise is all about, to lead those out there who've never received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior to come into His saving grace and into His keeping power. And if you'd like that to take place in your life this day, I'd like you to repeat these words as a prayer to God. And if you mean what the words are saying, God will respond by bringing His mercy, His grace, His salvation into your life through your faith in Him. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I've heard the message in the music today. I've heard the testimony of others who've been blessed and saved, delivered and strengthened by You. I've heard the testimony of those who are still going through tests and trials, but yet their faith remains strong in You, and their victory is assured. And I want to be in that place. I want to have that certainty. I want to have the reality of Your love flowing in and through my life and empowering me and directing me each day, no matter what faith, no matter what tests and trials may come against my faith, I'm going to remain strong in You. I'm going to continue to live for You, serve You in spirit and in truth, and allow Your light to shine through my life so others might find the way to Your salvation and Your mercy and Your grace and Your love. This I pray in Jesus' name, for Your praise and for Your glory. Amen. If you pray that prayer of saying the simple, Lord, save me, if you mean it, God's done it. Or if you, when you do that, I want to know about it if you haven't done it already. Because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. There's no further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. And if you like that material, I'll be here to about 8 o'clock at 7:53 now. And I can get that information and get that material out to you in the mail tomorrow. So call us 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-E-Y. Levyv, is in Vernon, B is in Brown, DonleyVB at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please don't put off for another day what you need to do today. Give your life to Him and allow us to send you that material to help you grow in that new life in Jesus Christ the Lord. You won't regret it. You'll be blessed eternally. 7:54 here on Sounds of Praise. I gotta get one more song in because I've gotten a lot of requests for this song. Like I said several weeks ago, I was going through a lot of old material and filing things away, and I said, "Gee, you know, there's a lot of great music out here that was played back in the day, back in their day, and still good. You know, you play it for a while, and then, you know, other things come up, and you file those away, and there's still some good things that should continue being played." So I pulled out this one. I liked it when it came out way back in 2005, and 14 years ago, and it's still blessing people today. So we're going to go out with this, Luther Bonds and the Redbud Gospel Choir, "And You Keep on Blessing Me." And it's you giving your life to Christ, you're going to find out that's exactly what God's going to do. He's going to continue to keep on blessing you. So until next Sunday, this is your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. That's what salvation is all about.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and He does it over and over and over again. Come on, darling. Oh yeah.
You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Talking about the Lord now.
You keep on blessing me over and over again. You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me
over and over,
over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on
up this morning, started me on my way. You gave me strength to make it, to make it through another day. You gave me eyes to see, you gave me a tongue to talk. I want to thank you, Jesus, for giving me the legs to walk. Lord, you keep on blessing me. Kept me alive.